Good evening. Tonight we are working on a second podcast for my yoga group, and this is here Sunday night as we are moving through our yoga. And tonight's topic is how to actually stay, or why it's important to stay within the feeling of prosperity and abundance as we pray for such things. In this turmoil time and very tumultuous time, we find that we pray daily for all of the things that we are needing. And there is absolutely nothing wrong for that or with that. The thing that we must remember when we are asking for guidance or when we are asking for anything that we need in our lives is to remember that the asking must come with a feeling or from the feeling of abundance. And that is easier said than done. For it seems that as human beings, when we pray with a feeling of lack, and we come from the perspective of lack, and we begin to think in our mind as we pray, or as we ask, please help me to have a better job. And when we ask that, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But it is the feeling and the emotion that gets in the way of us receiving the manifestation of what we are asking for. For example, when we ask, we say, please, please, please help me to, and then you fill in the blanks, help me to feel better. And when you ask, say, feel better, or have more money, or be more prosperous, or have more love in my life, we always ask from a feeling of lack. If we were to finish that sentence, we would say, because I'm so tired of always having no money, or I'm so tired of always attracting the wrong kind of guy, or I'm so tired of being alone, or I'm so tired of trying so hard and nothing coming out. So that feeling is of lack. So before we begin to just ask, we need to realize and we need to come into what we call the observance of now. Where are we right now in our space, in our energy? Where are we? Are we calling out for help from the heavens above because we are so inundated with the feeling of lack? And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that as long as we're totally conscious of where it is we're coming from. Because when we are totally conscious of where it is we are coming from, then we can turn it around. Know that you're in the feeling of lack. And then perhaps ask, guide me out of this feeling of lack so that I may be able to ask for what it is I need, what it is I want, what it is I desire. From the feeling of abundance, the feeling of happiness, the feeling of having all that we have or all that we are. And it is at those times that we seem to attract more. It has often been said that like attracts like. So if we are in the feeling of lack, but yet our words don't match our emotions, and our words are saying, please, I want more money, but we're saying, you know, but if we could finish that sentence with, please, I want more money because I'm so tired of not having any, then we're asking and coming from a feeling of lack. And that just will perpetuate what it is that we're feeling and what it is that we will continue to attract. And it's interesting because as you attract, then you ask for more of that, and then you attract more of that, and it becomes a vicious cycle. So when we are in what I call the presence of now, the presence of right now, and the full and total awareness of now, and knowing that we are in a space of asking for what it is we want from a feeling of lack, we can begin to change it. And I always suggest to my students, what we should do is ask, why do you want what it is you're asking for? Not because you should judge yourself and say, I don't deserve it. But on the contrary, because you do deserve it. Why do you want it? What is it that you would like to do with what it is you are asking for? If it is more money that you are asking for, what is it that you would love to do with that money? And how would you like to get that money? Would you like to get it by helping people? Would you like to have it to help people? Would you like it to have it to inspire people? Whatever it is you have within you, whatever it is, then it is in that feeling of space, of spatial awareness, of knowingness, of havingness, if you will, then we can continue to attract more of that. And I know that it sounds really easy, but it is truly a little bit harder than what it sounds like. We must always be very present with what it is that's happening in our life, and what it is we're feeling. We must be in constant contact with our feelings, in an awareness of now. How is it that I'm feeling right now? And from what space am I asking for what it is I want? Am I asking because I want to better things? There are two exercises that are very, very, very good for you to try so that you begin to actually know the difference of coming from the feeling of lack than coming from the feeling of abundance. If when you are asking for what it is you want, you are pretty much in a place of pleadingness, and you're asking, please, please, please let me have this, or that's what you're feeling, but you're asking, thank you very much for giving me what it is I want, but you're inside your head and in your heart, you're asking, please, God, please help me because I so need the money, and I need to pay my bills. And so what happens is all of that is coming from a feeling of lack. So we want to turn the knob a little bit and say, why is it that I'm asking for this? And go and be like a child and say, I'm asking for this because I really think that it would be so cool, or whatever it is, or whatever it is that all of a sudden makes you happy and continues to make you happy and lights up your eyes like you were a child when you were speaking. And you know, when two children are speaking, to each other. And wouldn't it be cool if I had this? And wouldn't it be cool if I had that? And I could do this and I could do that. And it's in that feelingness, the feeling of, oh, yes, that's when we begin to attract more of what it is we truly want. So when you're paying your bills or when you're feeling lonely, perhaps that's not the best time to ask for abundance. But just acknowledge your feelings, because there's nothing wrong with feeling that, as long as you know that you then need to change your vibrational energy to attract what it is you want. So if you're feeling lack, then perhaps you might be aware of that lack and you might say to yourself, well, right now I'm not going to ask for it, but I'm going to look for those feelings of abundance. And begin to write down as your second exercise why you want what it is you want. And don't justify it. Because when you begin to justify or defend what it is you want, you're still coming from a feeling of lack. But begin to visualize and begin to create. Why do I want what I want? Wouldn't it be cool if... fill in the blanks. And you begin to all of a sudden change your feelings, and all of a sudden it just feels good, and it just feels like a good pair of jeans that slide on so easily. And that is the feeling of abundance. It is in that space, when you're feeling that space, when you're in that power, that's when you ask, dear God, thank you for bringing me the abundance it is I need. Because if you say this little prayer, thank you for bringing me all the abundance I need and more than I need, check in with your mind and your heart and see, do you really believe that? Or is your mind and heart saying, yeah, right, go ahead and talk, but I don't feel the same? Then we're not in that space. We must find that space and continue to feel it and what it feels like to be in that space, and continue to find that power. It is a power, and we will continue to find it, and we will continue to draw it to our experience the more we begin to realize when we are in that space. And the more we begin to check in with our mind and our heart and know that we are in that space, when we begin to ask then from the feeling of abundance instead of the feeling of lack, great things begin to happen. If you feel inspired when you're praying, if you feel great when you're praying, like you can't wait to see, like a child right before he runs down the stairs to open up his Christmas presents, then you are in the feeling of lack. It is then when you should ask for all it is that your heart desires, and you will continue to attract that. That is the real power of prayer. That is the power of now. That is the power of knowingness. The power of being in alignment with your source. Because it is through the universal laws that we continuously create. But we want to continue to create what it is we want and desire. And so I ask that you continue to move forward in your quest through your yoga, and to look for that feeling of abundance and work on daily feeling that abundance at least 3 times a day. And then great things will begin to happen and your life will begin to change for the positive. Until next time, namaste. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great evening. This is the Om Diva signing off.